The young man sat and pondered with his fingers on the keys. Outside his study window, wind was rustling the trees. He started then to type his thoughts as carefully as he could. He'd promised he'd be patient, and his promises were good. But the burning in his heart and in his mind was getting stronger, and finally he found that he could hold it back no longer. So he breathed an open breath and let the universe inside. He'd resisted it so long that there was nowhere left to hide. He had worked for 15 years on his poetry and story. Initially, he'd hoped his work would bring him fame and glory. He'd met influential people in the world and in his dreams. They had given him so much that he was bursting at the seams. And still, the fear clouded him. It sometimes made him cry. It whispered, "Get a proper job. Your stories will not fly. People like your stories at the festivals and shows, but nobody buys books today. This is how it goes." But then another voice came in, deep and soft and kind, and the young man felt it pulling, like the hand that leads the blind. The voice was not so clear, it rumbled more than spoke, like the time he'd put his face against an ancient woodland oak. That rumble painted pictures of the faces of the souls who had said that they would help him to achieve his lofty goals. There was Claire, who knew PR, and Michelle with psychic visions. There was Chris, who knew design. There was Emma for decisions. There was Spencer with his knowledge in the world of publications. There were Mark and Jenny offering to send out invitations. There was Kate. There was Robert. There was marvellous Mr. Swan. And the young man realised that this list went on and on. The voice made one more rumble in the young man's open heart. "Write this lesson down, my child. Share it from the start. Make your field full of dreams. There's no need to be glum. And just like Kevin Costner, if you build it, they will come."